It's officially 2026, and my New Year's resolution is to prioritize high-quality pieces in my wardrobe. Thanks to Quince, I can already check that off my list. I'm already planning outfits around my new cotton Oxford shirt. It's such a classic, timeless piece that I know I'll be rewearing all year. Need more than just a wardrobe update? Quince has tons of options for the home as well. Maya has had the same dinnerware since college and has finally decided it's time for a refresh, starting with a gorgeous set of ceramic cake plates. Refresh your wardrobe with Quince. Don't wait. Go to quince.com/rehash for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/rehash to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/rehash.
So much of having a brand is the branding and is the, like, selling a story and selling, like, why you should buy this piece, which, you know, if you're a smaller designer, like, might be more expensive than, like, something else maybe of a similar style or whatever, or, like, can't really be on sale versus, like, something that could be cut in half. And it's, like, part of it is selling the story. And if you're constantly then having that sort of have to be put through the filter of then how this retailer wants their brand to be, then, like, some of that's going to get lost along the way. It's very hard to stand out. And then I think the point about fibers and all of that is also really good to, like, keep in mind, because of course we know that a lot of major brands, we would expect them to be using, like, the best fibers, but they're not necessarily doing so. But I think that that's one of the drawbacks of online shopping, is that, like, you can't really see, like, you're not really getting a good feel for the texture of the garments and for, like, the actual physical feel of them. And people aren't always necessarily looking out for, like, the fiber contents of their pieces. So it's like, I think that that's something that gets lost in the sauce. And then, like, if the styling isn't really meant to, like, showcase that, or isn't really, like, the website platform itself isn't really pushing that forward, then like, another kind of selling point for you as a smaller designer is also getting lost.
Yeah, and it's like, people talk about, oh, even with film or, like, with music, they're like, it's not, there's nothing like the physical object, feeling the record, feeling the VHS tape. That's technology. Fashion, we could get into the conversation of fashion as a technology, that's another conversation. But imagine it also being something you actually have to put on your physical body. Like, clothing is corporeal. It's like something that is physical. It's not ephemeral. Like, we wear it. It's like, it has the most functional purpose. So totally, like, the physical space is a really important thing for obtaining clothing.
Yeah, how something can move on you. And when you do have these really stiff models sort of wearing the pieces the same way, like, you're not getting a good sense of that. And a friend of ours told me that, like, she now shops, like, she feels and then looks, and I've been sort of trying to adopt that too. Like, I'm really conscious about, like,
you material. Close your eyes.
No, but, like, when if I'm going through a rack in a secondhand store, like, I'm going to put as much value into, like, how a material feels and, like, what the, you know, the little tag on the inside says, as I am into, like, how it looks these days.
Absolutely.
I have sensitive skin too, and so, like, I'm reactive to a lot of, like, synthetic fabrics, but
yeah,
it's just become really important to me. And I think, again, like, you can't have that experience with online shopping, and so it's annoying that Essence isn't even trying to bridge that gap a little bit with the styling or with the photos, I guess.
Yeah, really getting a sense of the piece. Yeah, and also there's just, like, a magical moment. It's like thinking of Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. It's like, sometimes there's just a magical moment when you try something on and you're like, I don't know, and then you put it on and you come out and you're like, oh, I can't believe, I tried on this Betsy Johnson dress recently and I came out and me and all my friends were gasping and we were like, oh, I can't believe how well this fits moment. But it's like, I wouldn't have guessed it. And Hannah was there the second time I went back and put it on again.
And then it was it couldn't be denied. She had to have it.
Couldn't be denied. And if you want to stand out on the site, like, you know, get a marketing boost or an article feature, the Spyplane article alleges that it could cost up to $30,000. Like, some people have asked Essence, like, hey, how do I get a leg up? And they're like, well, it'll cost you this much. And it's like, who has the money for that other than a massive brand? So it's like, Essence is unfortunately, like, the bones of it are tailored for a large brand.
Oh, well, of course. It's like we're talking about Essence as a place where small designers sell stuff, and the only thing I've ever bought there was a pair of New Balance sneakers.
Yeah, me hitting those Sambas.
Like, come on.
I'm going to say the most annoying sentence you've ever heard. I'm going to say it and then we have to move on because I don't even want to think about it after I say it. But it really is the attention economyification of fashion.
Okay, someone write a think piece.
Anybody from Vogue want to write a think piece for me?
Be sure to credit our girl.